Good morning. I think it's time we begin. My name is Gary Horowitz. I'm a professor here in the physics department at UCSB, and I'd like to welcome you to the Institute for Theoretical Physics and the Teachers Conference on String Theory. Is it the theory of everything? Hopefully, by the end of the day, you'll be able to answer that question for yourself. Before we begin, I'd like to introduce to you the Deputy Director of the ITP, Dan Hone.
I know a number of you have been here before, but I thought it still would be worthwhile to tell you a little bit about the Institute for Theoretical Physics. The Institute has been here a little bit over 20 years, established in 1979, funded by the National Science Foundation with a good deal of financial input from the university here, from UCSB. Was originally housed elsewhere in an existing building on campus and moved to this building, Cone Hall, about 8 years ago. It's named for Walter Cone, a professor here and the founding director of the ITP. The idea of the Institute is to bring together scientists from all the subdisciplines of physics, but also from outside, from chemistry, mathematics, engineering, biology even, to work on some of the most exciting problems at the frontier of the very broad area we refer to as theoretical physics. The main activities are programs lasting 4 to 5 months, one set in the fall, one set in the spring. For example, next fall, the programs on nanoscience, on quantum information and quantum computing, and actually on neural science, neural networks. And those will last from roughly August to December. Currently, from January to June, approximately, a program on bioinformatics, the sorts of how to handle the sorts of information that come in molecular biology and deal with that subject. And the second program on M-theory, closely related to string theory, which is the subject, of course, of today's conference. This is primarily a user facility. We have hundreds of visitors a year, roughly 800 last year. The permanent scientific staff is six. Four permanent members, one of whom, Joe Polchinski, you'll be hearing from shortly. The director, David Gross, who with any luck will show up in early afternoon in time to talk to you at 4 o'clock. And the deputy director, that's me. In addition to the major programs or conferences, several public lectures a year, which are addressed to non-scientific audience, and of course the teachers' conferences, of which this is the third. Some of you have been to previous ones, a couple years ago, one on black holes, last year, one on high-temperature superconductivity, and today's on string theory. I wanted to mention one thing which I mentioned to one of you who I saw on a plane coming in from Denver last night. There's been some skepticism expressed by those people who review the Institute as to the long-term benefits of a conference like this. And so I would like to make a request for those of you particularly who have been here before and had a chance to see what the impact is on your lives, those of your colleagues, of your students, whatever, if you would be willing to write us, email, and tell us something about that impact, we would very much appreciate it. Okay. Well, in addition, of course, we've heard from you during these meetings, how much you enjoy them, how exciting they are, and today's, I'm sure, will be no different, so let's get on with it, and I'll turn this back to Gary Horowitz.